Let's go to the US now, where sadly a basketball legend has died. And this is for Hastings Mowers Garden Power Equipment Superstore. It's on the Mornington Peninsula. Visit Hasmo, that's HASMOW.com.au. Kirk Clyde, good afternoon.
Tom, some sad news this afternoon with the death at 88 of basketball legend Bill Russell. And yes, he did spend some time in Victoria.
In Melbourne's exhibition hall, it's Russia versus the United States in the basketball finals.
Russell delayed the start of his NBA career to lead the U.S. to win the gold in Australia, defeating opponents by an average of over 53 points a game. And then what an NBA career. In a 1980 poll of basketball writers, Russell was voted the NBA's all-time top player. After leading the Boston Celtics to 11 championships, the last two as a player coach, the first black head coach in a major American sport. Since 2009, the NBA's most valuable player trophy has been named for Bill Russell. In 2011, for his work both on and off the court, President Obama awarded Russell the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
He marched with King. He stood by Ali. When a restaurant refused to serve the Black Celtics, he refused to play in the scheduled game.
In 2017, Russell posted a photo holding the medal, taking a knee in support of National Football League players who were doing the same thing on the field during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. One of his contemporaries also passed away today, Nichelle Nichols, at 89. She played Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. She and William Shatner had one of the first interracial kisses on television.